This podcast is offered by Jikoji Zen Center on the web at jikoji.org. Our programs are made possible by donations from people like you.
I used to have a poem about Jikoji way back, you know, before it had, the Zen people hadn't been able to really establish themselves here. But I'll try to find that later. This is called The Intersection, and it has a quote from this artist who was making a huge mural in the Museum of Art in San Diego. So he said, "That's why Descartes says, when I think there I am, Liudan, L-I-U-D-A-N. There I am again, Descartes, at the corner, the intersection, your face in the storefront window. You know how reflection looks closer than it is. You're walking your dog, a pit bull named God, who already looks misunderstood. That dog spells trouble even you wouldn't want to find. God, it's hot, you say. God, may I just hang out here in the sun a little longer, shorts and button, because who the hell cares, God, do you? Understood signatures. It's the forger who always makes it look most true. Most real is different. You try to describe a woman's eyes. Observe to yourself, I was staring at a river. There I am again, Descartes, the woman trying to look away." I had a teacher when I went to Naropa. I went there a few times, about Elizabeth Robinson, and, you know, she's sort of Buddhist Christian. I mean, she's just an amazing woman. And she told me, well, maybe you should learn some more about Descartes. And then I thought, huh, yeah, maybe I should. I didn't have to get on Descartes' case like that, but still, I enjoyed writing it. I'm afraid I have some rather frivolous poems. And I wrote a whole little chapbook about Cobain's death. If anyone would like to hear that, I don't know if I can find it. I'll wait and maybe I'll find it. I'll give someone else a chance to read.
Who would like to offer a poem? Mike?
Yeah, this is Jim Harrison.
Okay.
One of my favorite poets. He knew Cobain.
Could you tell me who's reading their name, the person's name?
Yeah, this is Michael Schnee.
Oh, hi.
I'm reading.
Good to see you. Yeah.
Jim Harrison and Cobain. Hotai didn't need a sapu, saying that his ass was sufficient. The head's a cloud anchor, must follow. Travel light, he said, or don't travel at all.
Nice.
Yeah, sure. Do you want to sit here, or you can just... I think
I'm so close, maybe. This is still,
yeah, you're okay. Right there.
Well, this is a book that Mike just lent me, Mary Oliver Devotions. Mm-hmm. Just tons of poems. This is the very last poem.
This is Ben.
Hi, I'm Ben. Page 442, it's very short. It's called Morning in a New Land. In trees, still dripping night, some nameless birds woke, shook out their arrowy wings, and sang slowly, like finches sifting through a dream. The pink sun fell, like glass, into the fields, two chestnuts and a dapple gray, their shoulders wet with light, their dark hair streaming, climbed the hill. The last mist fell away. and under the trees, beyond time's brittle drift, I stood like Adam in his lonely garden on that first morning, shaken out of sleep, rubbing his eyes, listening, parting the leaves, like tissue on some vast, incredible gift.
Hi, I didn't get your name. I just get your blue shirt.
That was Ben.
Oh, I'm Ben. Ben.
You're Ben, okay.
Ben.
Paula, I have a poem from a visitor who was just here from Dharma Rain on Thursday. She's a poet, and her name is Sage Goodenough.
I love that.
It's a great name. So here's her poem that she wrote while she was here. A trail of footsteps wet with morning dew, this dharma of a single flavor and several dozen hues. Sage Goodenough.
Wow. That's really good.
Yeah.
Can I have one?
Okay.
Maybe I'll just go forward.
Sure. Give your name.
Hi, this is Karan. Hello.
Hi.
So this is by Robinson Jeffers from the book The Wild God of the World. And the poem is called Divinely Superfluous Beauty. The storm dances of gulls, the barking game of seals, over and under the ocean, divinely superfluous beauty. Rules of the game, presides over destinies, makes trees grow, and hills tower, waves fall. The incredible beauty of joy. Stars with fire, the joining of lips. Oh, let our love stew. Be joined, there is not a maiden, burns and thirsts for love. More than my blood for you, by the shore of seals, while the wings weave like a web in the air, divinely superfluous beauty.
Lovely.
Thank you. Chuck, do you have one?
I'm looking for one.
Okay.
I could probably open to any page.
Does anybody have any a poem by that's by heart, or words of a song that you particularly like that you'd like to share?
I got one.
You got one. Come on up, Chuck.
Summertime at all.
Yeah.
Hi, Paula.
Hi.
You live in San Diego.
I do. Yes.
There, right by the Mormon temple.
That was poetry right there.
Yeah,
that
was poetry.
Okay, this is Daisies, which I figured summertime is a good poem for this. It is possible, I suppose, that sometime we will learn everything there is to learn, what the world is, for example, and what it means. I think this as I am crossing from one field to another in summer, and the mockingbird is mocking me as one who either knows enough already or who knows enough to be perfectly content not knowing. Song being born of quest, he knows this. He must turn silent were he suddenly assaulted with answers. Instead, oh, here is wild, caustic, tender warbling, ceaselessly unanswered. At my feet, the white-petaled daisies display the small suns of their centerpiece. There, if you don't mind my saying so, their hearts. Of course, I could be wrong. Perhaps their hearts are pale and narrow and hidden in the roots. What do I know? But this, It is heaven itself to take what is given, to see what is plain, what the sun lights up willingly. For example, I think this as I reach down, not to pick, but merely to touch the suitability of the field for the daisies and the daisies for the field.
That's a good one. That was Chuck.
That's Chuck.
Yeah.
Hey, Randy, are you really there? Are you going to show your face? Are you going to read a poem? There you are. Okay. Turn on your audio.
Not the fastest on this thing. So you want me to read a poem?
Of course. Or,
okay.
Or make one up if you want.
Oh boy. Okay. I was looking through this, a lot of things. This is an old poetry book that's falling apart that I had for years. And I want to get the poems out that I really like. There's a collection of stuff that I think Robert Bly put together. And,
oh, yeah. And this is the universe, maybe?
That's been one of my favorite books for years. And it's everything up. Moved around over the years and then came back and found it and it was falling apart. But the poems are so good. It's just the outside, the cover, the glue has gone. But anyway, being I was looking through the poems and I don't remember this one, but it was called The Clay Jug. It's a Kabir poem and it was a version by Rabbi. And being a potter, I said, well, maybe I'll read this one. Okay. Let me see. What's this thing? Inside this clay jug are canyons and pine mountains and the maker of canyons and pine mountains. All seven oceans are inside and hundreds of millions of stars. The acid that tests gold is there. And the one who judges jewels, and the music from the strings that no one touches, and the source of all water. If you want the truth, I will tell you the truth. Friend, listen. The God whom I love is inside.
Randy, I read that just the other day somewhere, but I didn't open that book. But it's, I mean, really, it's very Zen as well as the other.
Yeah,
it's as well.
It's to me, it's the interconnection and listen.
Mm-hmm.
That's what somehow something's going on. I still try to do. Okay, thanks.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Hi, this is Sherry.
Hello. Hi, Sherry.
So this one is called The World I Live In. I have refused to live, locked in the orderly house of reasons and proofs. The world I live in and believe in is wider than that. And anyway, what's wrong with maybe? You wouldn't believe that once or twice I have seen. I'll just tell you this. Only if there are angels in your head will you ever possibly see one. That's it.
That's a good one. I'm loving these poems. Keep them coming.
Thank you, Sherry. Okay, we have another.
Hi, my name is Zia. Nice meeting you. I wanted to read this piece by Eduardo Corral from his poem collection, Slow Lightning. One, Often I catch him playing doctor with his shadow. 2. Pulled arriba, pulled abajo. 3. With duct tape, he mends his favorite jeans. 4. The way stubble salts his chin. 5. A saxophone is nothing like an ampersand in his hands. 6. Hound and brass bound. 7. Above his mattress, there's a poster of a fairy's wheel. 8. Ripped jeans, paint-streaked boots. 9. Las tardes aguilas, aguilas. 10. In his wallet, a fake driver's license. 11. Plumed initials. 12. To make an animal out of tenderness. 13. Aztec, Trekkie, AZT. 14. To run through the corridors of corridor. 15. Like bitter water, like burning water. 16. Kehale. 17. The way the light touches him, like a priest. 18. Thumb to chin, thumb to forehead. 19. Dua, dua. 20. He believes a pomegranate is a thesaurus. 21. Each seed a synonym for the color red. 22. Garnet, puce, claret. 23. To dig a little in this world. 24. Like the song limbed. 25. His mouth is nothing like a cup. 26. Impossible to drink from, impossible to shatter. 27. Pero que necesidad. 28. After a meal, he plucks a cigarillo from his pocket. 29. Though rain collects in the small of his back. 30. Even music can bleed. 31. To crash a quinceañera just for the quesadillas. 32. Codo, baboso, pendejo. 33. Sometimes I gather the vowels in his last name. 34. Acquired. 35. He carries the scent of a musk around like a musket. 36. My Minutemen.
Thank you.
Thank you. Like to share a short poem in French, please.
Possible?
Oui. So it's from a French author. Les sanglots longs des violons de l'automne bercent mon cœur d'une langueur monotone, tout suffocant et blême. Quand sonne l'heure, je me souviens des jours anciens et je pleure. Et je m'en vais au vent mauvais qui m'emporte, de ça, de là, pareil à la feuille morte.
Thank you. Share your name.
Sonia.
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 Do you have one,
Julia?
Mm-hmm. Is it time?
I don't know. This is a kind of somber one.
Okay.
Can I read it?
Oh, I think you should come through. You can.
Okay. This is another one by Robinson Jeffers.
Okay.
It's called The Vulture. I had walked since dawn and lay down to rest on a bare hillside. Above the ocean, I saw through half-shut eyelids a vulture wheeling high up in heaven. And presently it passed again, but lower and nearer, its orbit narrowing. I understood then that I was under inspection. I lay death still and heard the flight feathers whistle above me and make their circle and come nearer. I could see the naked red head between the great wings, beak downward, staring. I said, "My dear bird, we are wasting time here. These old bones will still work. They are not for you." But how beautiful he'd looked gliding down on those great sails. How beautiful he looked, veering away in the sea light over the precipice. I tell you solemnly that I was sorry to have disappointed him. To be eaten by that beak and become part of him, to share those wings and those eyes, what a sublime end of one's body. What an enskyment. What a life after death.
Wow. That didn't sound song.
Thanks, Tura.
I have one, Paula.
Okay.
This poem is by Zenju Earthlin Manuel. It's called "For All Beings." May all beings be cared for and loved. Be listened to, understood, and acknowledged despite different views. Be accepted for who they are in this moment. Be afforded patience. Be allowed to live without fear of having their lives taken away or their bodies violated. May all beings be well in its broadest sense. Be fed, be clothed, be treated as if their life is precious. Be held in the eyes of each other as family. May all beings be appreciated, feel welcomed anywhere on the planet, be freed from acts of hatred and desperation, including war, poverty, slavery, and street crimes. Live on the planet housed and protected from harm. Be given what is needed to live fully without scarcity. Enjoy life, living without fear of one another. Be able to speak freely in a voice and mind of undeniable love. May all beings receive and share the gifts of life. Be given time to rest, be still, and experience silence. May all beings be awake. I'm Judy, by the way.
I have a few that I wrote. They're short haikus, the 575 syllables.
Uh-huh, good.
So this one I just wrote the other day after the passing of our good friend Mark Adams, Sangha member. And I am always close to the love of the Sangha, Bodhisattva's joy. And then I wrote this one. And right after winter, when the flowers were just coming up after winter, and the daffodils, I was living in Ohio at the time, which was a couple of years ago. Here you come again, like a love rediscovered. Welcome back, my friends. Because I don't know if you've ever been to Cleveland, Ohio in winter, but it's a very bleak, gloomy, gray. It's just gray all winter long. And here's another one that I wrote. I went hiking, and I just got to this park before sunset. So I was able to go for a little hike before the sun went down. Sweet golden pathways, late winter's day, final word, caught you just in time. let's see here. maybe one more. Okay, this was, in the fall, October, in a cemetery, which had a lot of beautiful colors. Flashy and dazzling, fleeting beauty all around. Can't you stay a while?
So good. You know that you can put something on the altar for Mark.
Yeah, we do have his name on the altar now. Yes.
Good.
I'm Michael, again. This is one of my poems. It's about, I'm grateful. I'm grateful for all the moments of grace I was able to capture with my camera and for the beauty and love I was shown this past year. And for all the moments to come next year, as long as my heart and mind remains open to the now. I am also grateful for my teachers and friends who have shared their wisdom, strength, and hope this year. Happy New Year.
Mm-hmm. I have another one too.
Okay.
Okay, so this one, hi, it's Karan again. This one was on a piece of paper in the resident's kitchen, and I took a photograph of it. I'm reading it from that. So this is called Lingering in Happiness by Mary Oliver. After rain, after many days without rain, it stays cool, private, and cleansed under the trees. And the dampness there, married now to gravity, falls branch to branch, leaf to leaf, down to the ground, where it will disappear, but not, of course, vanish, except to our eyes. The roots of the oaks will have their share, and the white threads of the grasses and the cushion of moss. A few drops, round as pearls, will enter the mole's tunnel, and soon so many small stones buried for 1,000 years will feel themselves being touched.
You probably told me your name before, but I would like to know your name. It sounds like you're a resident.
I'm not a resident.
You're not a resident?
I'm a Sangha member. My name is Karan.
Karan, yeah. Good. Thank you.
I'm a resident in spirit.
Do you have one? Do you have a poem? Yeah. Okay. Go ahead, Mike.
Okay. It's another Jim Harrison collection. It's from his The Shape of the Journey. Looking forward to age. I will walk down to a marina on a hot day and not go out to sea. I will go to bed and get up early and carry too much cash in my wallet. On Memorial Day, I will visit the graves of all those who died in my novels. If I have become famous, I'll wear a green janitor's suit and row a wooden boat. From a key ring on my belt will hang 33 keys that open no doors. Perhaps I'll take my grandfather to Disneyland in a camper, but probably not. One day, standing in a river with all my blood, I'll have the courage to admit my life. In a one-room cabin at night, I'll consign photos, all tentative memories, to the fire. And you, my loves, few as there have been, let's lie and say it could never have been otherwise, so that we may glide off in peace, not howling like orphans in this endless century of war.
I have a few poems. Hi, it's Judy again.
Good. Hi, Judy.
Hi. I have a something from Basso, who was a Chinese monk. Sun-faced Buddha, moon-faced Buddha, eternal quality, ordinary mind is the way. This very mind is Buddha. And then I have, these are a couple of haikus that I wrote myself. So the first one is a haiku I wrote, I believe it was after my second sesshin. And I think you had asked us, Paula, you were here, and you asked us to write a poem. And this was right after Angie had retired, basically, or stopped coming up here. Mm-hmm. So I've mentioned this poem, this haiku before, but I love it so much, I'm going to share it again. Space where Angie sat. All falls apart, says Coben. Float, Zendo, float on. So, and then here's another haiku that I wrote. This was written this past December. No. This past October, I was at Sesshin, where we had probably three shakuhachi players. And in the morning, we would go up to the ridge and sit in the morning. And one of the Sangha members brought his shakuhachi and played. And it inspired me to write this poem. It's called Sunrise at the Ridge This Morning. Shakuhachi wind dances with the morning rays high above the clouds.
What a great experience to be up on the top of the mountain and hear that.
It's wonderful.
Yeah.
Anyone else like to share a poem?
Looks like Randy does.
Well, kill a little bit of time. I have a one really short one and then a little bit longer one. The first one is something I return to when I'm down and out about stuff mentally. And it's an Ojibwe saying, American, Native American, and it's translated, adapted by Robert Bly. And it's very short, it goes, "Sometimes I go about pitying myself, and all the time I am being carried on great winds across the sky."
Yes, I love that one. I don't think I'll ever forget that one.
Yeah. And the other one real quick is the late, passed recently, Charles Simic, American poet. I think he was an immigrant as a young boy. I think he came from somewhere in the Balkans. Yeah. And it's really, I think my wife gave me this poem because I have this thing about stones. I use them in my work a lot. I take molds off of them and then.
Really?
Huh? Yeah. You know, river rock stones, the ones that are really easy to take molds. But they're just great forms. Go inside a stone. That would be my way. Let somebody else become a dove or gnash with a tiger's tooth. I am happy to be a stone. From the outside, the stone is a riddle. No one knows how to answer it. Yet within, it must be cool and quiet. Even though a cow steps on it full weight, even though a child throws it in a river, the stone sinks slow, unperturbed to the river bottom, where the fish come to knock on it and listen. I have seen sparks fly out when two stones are rubbed together. So perhaps it is not dark inside after all. Perhaps there is a moon shining from somewhere, as though behind a hill, just enough light to make out the strange writings, the star charts on the inner walls.
Yeah.
And I've always looked at stones like river rock stones. They've had their, I look them as I get older, especially as older people, because all their edges have eroded away. It's more of a smooth, fluid thing. So I look at as stone, river rock stones as old people.
I'd like to be serpentine. Can I do that?
Yeah.
If I could choose, I would be serpentine because it's so pretty. And it has like markings in it. Yeah.
Paula, you mentioned you had written some poems about Coven.
Yes. Could you be, will you give me time to find them? I have them.
Sure.
Okay.
Can we read while we're waiting?
Sure.
Okay. I guess it doesn't matter if I go there or does it?
No. Sure. It's probably better if you do.
Well, this is just the book they're passing around, Hafez.
It's fine.
And
poem from him this morning.
These are short. This is, he's got a bunch of them just in consecutive numbers. This one is called 16. That dark-skinned lover. Sweetness of honeysuckle, eyes wine-soaked, lips full of laughter, heart filled with joy. The station of kings fills the cup with honey. Only he has the signet of Solomon. Beautiful, versed in arts, abundant virtue. Obviously, the exemplar of both worlds is his. That black mole, stamped on that wheaten face, beguiled Adam out of his maze. O God, The beloved is intent on leaving. Oh, dear friends, my wounded heart, the absent beloved holds the balm. What shall I do with my story? That hard-hearted lover has murdered us, holding the healing breath of Jesus back. Hafez is a believer. Honor him. He's beheld by God's goodness and gifts.
Yeah. I'm sorry, I couldn't find my poems. It's a little bit weird because I keep losing my, I give away my poetry books and then they're gone. Anyway, it must be somewhere, but I don't want to take up time.
That's okay, Paul.
I was just thinking it would be good because you're having another memorial soon for Copen. Yeah.
We heard the dinner, the lunch bell.
Okay.
And so
that was poetry in itself.
Lunch bell, like the wind bell.
Yes, like the wind bell. So we'll.
Thank you for listening to this podcast offered by Jokoji Zen Center. Our Dharma talks are offered free of charge, and this is made possible by the donations we receive. Your support helps us to continue to offer the Dharma. For more information about Jokoji, please visit us on the web at jokoji.org.